country on the basis of total federal funding. And you can see by this slide we're number three. And it's a little bit of an anomaly because the University of Mississippi College of Pharmacy, most of that money is from a large earmark, and so it was not competitive in nature. But you can see our total federal funding last year was about almost $30 million. We're also very well known for our clinical pharmacy services, and by that what I mean are pharmacists that don't traditionally work in a pharmacy but work in healthcare teams with nurses and physicians and other people. And one of the reasons we're known for that is that the college, unlike most other colleges, takes fiscal and organizational responsibility for the outpatient pharmacies within the Health Science Center. And so we manage inpatient, and we manage seven separately licensed outpatient pharmacies throughout the medical center. The revenues from these pharmacies then pay for the lion's share of our clinical faculty that teach in the college and also take our students. We also offer, it's very similar to medicine, although most people might not know it, but we offer a number of clinical residencies, both postgraduate year one and postgraduate year two, in the areas that are shown there. This is our organizational chart, and I won't go through it all. Our departments are listed on the left-hand portion of this slide, and that includes pharmacy practice. That's where most of the pharmacists are housed, and I just would note that they manage the Medicaid formulary program for the state of Illinois. As I mentioned, the pharmacy services report through me. They also report through the hospital, through the chief medical officer. Inpatient and outpatient pharmacy is after that. The Rockford program, and then we have four centers or institutes. And one I'll note is ITR, the Institute of Tuberculosis Research. That's funded by a large revenue stream from BCG vaccine, which was discovered here and is currently, fortunately for us, the drug of choice for superficial bladder cancer. Now let me, with that sort of very brief overview, let me go through some dashboard indicators. And if I need Lon, I'll call him up. But here are, we are members of a group of colleges of pharmacy in the country called the American Association of Colleges of Pharmacy, or abbreviated here AACP. And as a perk of being a member, we submit data to them, but we can also access it. So we've been doing benchmarking forever. And so to pull together this data from their data set was relatively easy. And I've listed sort of some of the things that we routinely look at on the left-hand portion. And what I'll do is go through some of those things in just a moment. Now, as being a part of this, this organization, we have to submit what we consider our peer schools, and I've listed those on the left-hand portion of this slide. You'll just note that those are schools that are generally large public research institutions that house colleges of pharmacy, so that's our specific peer group. We also, although it's not listed here, we're a member of the Big Ten group of colleges of pharmacy through the CIC, and we routinely benchmark each other. It's a very tight-knit group. We publish together. We meet several times a year and exchange things. But that I won't show you some of that data here. We also, for some data, benchmark ourselves against the regional colleges of pharmacy, which are blossoming by the moment. We used to be one of the few in the region, but you can see a list here. And I'll show you some data that's pertinent to our surrounding schools of pharmacy. The first series of slides will look at our Doctor of Pharmacy students. And this first one simply looks at our total applicants a year, per year, over time. And the blue line would be our peer group, in other words, the large publics, the mean of our peer group. And the white line is our College of Pharmacy. And you can see that we have a larger applicant pool than most of our peers. If you look at that data and break it down by gender, females in blue and males in red for a specific year, and then benchmark ourselves against these peer schools, you can see that of the large public colleges of pharmacy, we have about the fourth largest applicant pool.